And I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasa Tiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's with us many Fridays speaking of the arts.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fine.
I'm well. Excuse me.
And you're, you know, as people are wont to say, I'm good.
I'm good. No, it's been great. I've been taking some time off of work, a little vacation, a little resting, catching up on my movies and...
Right.
And reading and sitting around the house eating Cheetos in my underwear. So it's been nice.
Does that qualify as too much information?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Just right.
So what is going on this weekend? As we just talked about during the first segment, Clybourne Park is at the Lensic tonight, and I am going to that tonight. It's a wonderful play. I haven't seen it, and of course everything depends on the production, but... reading the actual script of the play itself was fantastic.
Oh, it's a wonderful play. Fusion is doing great work and bringing it to Santa Fe as part of sort of an ongoing series that I hope becomes a regular thing.
I think so. I think he said that everything that they're going to do as a company is going to have a performance or two at the Lensic.
Yeah. It's a satellite project, but this is kind of... it started a few months ago, but this is sort of, it's going well. And by all accounts, it should continue, you know. So, Clybourne Park, awesome.
Awesomeness.
Yeah, story in today's Pasa Tiempo.
Excellent.
We have a few openings. Actually, there's a great one happening at El Zaguán tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. with work by Tess McArdle. And Jeff Norris, a former New Mexican employee, is going to be doing some readings from his work. He's a Zaguanista.
All right.
That's
a nice place.
Yeah. And that's up there on Canyon Road, 545 Canyon Road, reception from 5 to 7 p.m. tonight. Flying Cow Gallery has a great student exhibit. Students from IAIA are going to be exhibiting work there at the Flying Cow Gallery from 6 to 9 p.m. tonight. This is a cool one. There's a group show at Johnny's Classic Barbershop. There's an exhibit. I think there's a reception tonight at 6 p.m. It's a group show of photographs and paintings. It's an eclectic mix of stuff, but it's definitely, I mean, Johnny's Classic Barbershop it's a classic.
What's not to love?
Yeah, exactly. So, as far as exhibits go, that's one thing that you can look forward to. TGIF tonight, there's a Chancel Choir recital, Bach's Birthday Festival of Choral Music at 5:30 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church of Santa Fe. That's going to be really nice. What else? Let me see. Oh, I don't have a dog of the week this week. I'm sorry.
Dog of the week, but we have a cat of the week, and I'll get that out in just a moment. I gotta find the email. But the Alternatives to Violence, which is a worldwide peace effort, or Alternatives to Violence project, is having a workshop on community building, conflict resolution skills, and nonviolent communication skills. And that is two Saturdays, tomorrow and the following Saturday, from 8:30 in the morning till 6 in the afternoon at the Unitarian Universalist Church. It's a very low registration fee, practically free. For more information, call Irene Webb at 988-1817. 988-1817.
Sweet. Hey, the Apple Hill Spring Quartet is going to be performing, I think it's tonight. Yeah, it's tonight at 6 p.m. at the Scottish Rite Center. It's a great program. Have you ever heard the Apple Hill String Quartet?
No.
You must Google them. Googleize them immediately. They're fantastic. And it's an interesting program. Tickets are available at the Lensic, 988-1234, ticketsantafe.org.
Yay.
And again, that show is tonight, Friday, March 22nd, at the Scottish Rite.
And, okay, the time has come for Cat of the Week. Spring is here, and as they say at Felines and Friends, cats are blooming everywhere. They have bouquets of kitties all kinds. And this week's featured cat is Christiana, and Christiana was rescued in the Santa Fe area. She's adjusting very well to life in a foster home. She's sweet and playful and gets along with dogs and cats, has a short coat with gray tabby markings, and she was born about a year ago. If you would like to adopt this kitty or any other kitty from Felines and Friends, write to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com or call 316-2281.
Hey, did you ever happen to read Emily Rapp's book, Still Point to the Turning World?
Yes. She's out of town right now, but I reran the interview that we did last fall when the first kind of advanced reader's copies came out. Mm-hmm. And so we had her on the air yesterday, and that's a fantastic book.
Fantastic book, fantastic story.
Fantastic person.
Yes. And Emily Rapp is actually going to be at Collected Works Bookstore on Tuesday at 6 p.m., and she's going to be reading from her book, which is an incredible memoir about herself and her son, who unfortunately passed away rather recently.
Her son passed away a month ago at the age of something like 3 years old, or just before his third birthday, and he had a genetic disease called Tay-Sachs disease, which was diagnosed when he was about 9 months old. And so it's this whole journey of living with a child who has a terminal illness. Mm-hmm. Not easy, and a very, very beautiful book.
Very beautiful book. She was interviewed on a nationally syndicated morning news show recently, and the person doing the interview couldn't even keep it together.
Really?
It's her story is heartwarming, and even if you don't have kids, it's an incredible journey that she went on and continues to go on.
Well, and it's such a lesson. I think the take home for the whole thing for her and for me as a reader is live in the present.
Yeah.
That's all you got.
Yep. Exactly. Well put.
Also on at Collected Works Bookstore on Thursday, Muse Times 2 Spring Series with Arda Collins and Catherine Ugaritz. And Arda was the 2008 winner of the annual Yale Series of Younger Poets Competition. And Catherine Ugaritz is the author of Courtship and Other Tales. And she's been on this show talking about science programs for girls. She's awesome. And that's at 6 o'clock on Thursday, the 28th of March. And then on Friday, the 29th, Bruce Adams, publisher of the Santa Fe Magazine, will introduce Michael Clinton about the Globetrotter Diaries. But I guess we'll announce that a week from today, huh?
Yes.
Okay, never mind.
Hey.
And Sunday, this Sunday at Collected Works, there's their first open mic for unpublished authors, acoustic musicians, and stage performers.
Really?
It's at 3 o'clock. At 2:45, you can sign up for your 10-minute spot.
10 minutes, people.
10 minutes. 10 minutes is a long time when you don't know what you're doing.
It is. A lot of those things that happen in town are like 5 minutes. And
10 minutes.
Yeah.
Even if you do know what you're doing, that's a long time.
I know. It's amazing that we manage to squeeze 30 minutes every Friday without...
But we know what we're doing.
We know what we're doing.
Right.
Speaking of which, yes. Knowing what we're doing, David J. Carroll, This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things, a wonderful exhibit that is at Photo Eye Gallery. And Carroll is going to sign and discuss copies of the work. It's a collection of images. It's sort of like a monograph. And he's going to be signing and discussing it at Photo Eye Gallery on Saturday, March 23rd. And he graces the cover of this week's Positiempo, which, by the way, before I forget, I need to mention, is now available online.
It is?
At PositiempoMagazine.com.
I am so happy to hear that.
Right.
I don't know how many times I've tried to look for things when I can't find my piece of paper.
Right. So April 9th, usually what I do is I come in and I... grab a copy of the newspaper and then sit down and then look through it while you're interviewing somebody else. But now I can just go online and the calendar is there. It's in PDF form, so you can actually download it to your, you can print it out as a PDF and carry it around with you. And I think through April 9th, it's available. And then after that, you read 10 articles and then,
It's like the New York Times.
It's like the New York Times.
In some way.
So we're dangling the carrot right
all
now,
right,
people.
Cool.
PositiempoMagazine.com. Completely revamped both websites, and they're nice.
And if you're a subscriber to it, can you put in your...
Yeah,
can you
you'll have
it?
Your own registration number and stuff. And if you're confused about it and you're a subscriber, just call Circulation or call us over at the New Mexican, and we'll take care of you. Okay, that's enough pimping for the day.
We call this Speaking of the Arts, but it's really speaking of pretty much everything.
Yeah.
And the Santa Fe Ski Patrol's 8th annual Tessa's Ascension, an endurance ski event benefiting Habitat for Humanity, is tomorrow starting at 5 o'clock. You can find out more information at sfpatrol.org. And it's at the Santa Fe ski area.
sfpatrol.org.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Hey, Robert Earl Keane is coming back.
Who's that?
Robert Earl Keane is a wonderful singer-songwriter who visits Santa Fe often. He's Texas-born, but so am I, so don't hold that against us.
It's a good thing.
I know. There are pockets of awesome in Texas, trust me.
I know. I love Texans.
Yeah. It's you know, South by Southwest just ended. Yeah, I think it just ended. So we've been getting a lot of bands like floating through on their way there, and I'm sure we'll get some floating on their way back.
Some of the kindest and most hospitable friends that I've ever had are Texans. Texans taught me Southern hospitality. They
there
changed my life.
There
seriously. Just saying.
Robert Earl Keane is going to be playing at the Santa Fe Farmers Market Pavilion in the Rail Yard on Wednesday, March 27th at 7 p.m. And this guy's got like 18 albums under his belt. He's been around for 30 years. He's got a huge fan base. Tickets are available at the Lenzik. This is a 21 and older show. I think it's right now the only way they can do shows like this at the Pavilion for, I think, probably liability reasons. But if you go to the Lenzik's website at ticketsantafe.org or call 988-1234 or stop by and visit the Lonely Ticketeer, you can pick up tickets for the show.
The Lonely Ticketeer. Isn't that the name of an opera?
Is it?
Or a Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass song?
I don't know. Is the Ticketeer a real thing?
No.
Okay.
Tonight at Vanessi's, Ron Hellman Jazz Ensemble from 7:30 to 10:30. And then tomorrow night, Bob Finney, singer and pianist and new arrival to Santa Fe from 6:30 until closing. And then on, doesn't say, but I'm going to assume it's Sunday, David Geist and open mic, multiple guests from 5 to 7, and then Bob Finney after that. That's all at Vanessi, 982-9966.
Sweet. There's some dance going on tonight. I should talk about the 26th Annual Choreographer Showcase. Is at 7:30 p.m. Doors are opening at 7 tonight at the Rail Yard Performance Center. It's going to be New Mexico School for the Arts students, Pomegranate Studios dancers. Let's see, Dance Space Santa Fe, Four Winds Belly Dance, a lot of dancers and a lot of different styles of dance tonight at the Rail Yard Pavilion. You can get tickets by calling 920-0554. And there's an encore, actually, on Saturday the 23rd. And let me just make sure I get the time right on the encore. The encore is at 7 p.m. also on Saturday.
Excellent. Right.
Oh, and Theatre Grotesco is continuing its 30-year anniversary
yes.
performances.
Excellent.
Over, have you had a chance to see it yet?
I have.
Yeah?
It
well,
was good.
It's, yeah, it's continuing through, I believe it's like May. They have, you know, right now they're doing their short scenes, and then they'll go into their collaborative performances later on. But
yep, Theatre Grotesco, and it's at the CCA's Munoz Waxman Gallery, which is a wonderful space to
yeah.
see performance and to see art.
That's where I saw Elliot Gray Fisher's.
Yes, that was a really good thing.
Amazing, amazing performance. Anyway, this you can go to theatregrotesco.org or call 474-8400 for ticket information. This is playing Sunday, Thursday through Sunday through April 7th.
Excellent.
So you have some time.
You got some time, but don't blow it.
Don't blow it.
Tonight, let's see. Tonight, Burt Dalton Trio with Milo Jaramillo and John Bartlett. Oh, that's in Albuquerque. That's at Scalo's at Knob Hill. And then tomorrow, the Brazil Project, also Burt Dalton, is having a rare Santa Fe appearance at El Mesón. And that's from 7:30 to 10:30. And then Sunday, Chet Baker, Jerry Mulligan tribute with Jan McDonald, Arlen Asher, Burt Dalton, Milo Jaramillo, and John Bartlett at the Center for Spiritual Living at 4 in the afternoon. And then Thursday, the 28th of March, Time Out for Brubeck at the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque. For more information, BurtDalton.com.
Nice. Here's a fun one for Saturday. Stand-up comedians Mimi Gonzalez and Sandra Valls, titled Lesbarados.
And that's isn't that a 70s song?
Lesbarados.
Yes.
8 p.m. on Saturday, doors open at 7 at the Maria Benitez Theater at the Lodge at Santa Fe, over there on North St. Francis Drive. Tickets, call 310-3911. You know, I've noticed lately that there's been more sort of stand-up comedy and improv comedy coming to town.
I'm happy about that.
I am too.
We need it. I love stand-up comedy, and I never think to go.
Right. Yeah, they're I mean, in some unlikely places we've seen that kind of comedy popping up, like at the Underground,
right,
in Evangelos.
Right, right.
So everywhere from like the, you know, the Maria Benitez Theater, all the way down to the Undie, as they call it.
Yeah, go get your laugh on and stop being so darn serious.
I know. I think we should bring more of it to Sammy, especially during the summer, you know.
Exactly.
What else is happening? Oh, Tuku's coming to town. Do you know Tuku?
No, who be Tuku?
Okay, if I mispronounce Tuku's real name, I apologize, but it's Oliver Tukuzi, I'm sorry, and the Black Spirits, a native of Zimbabwe. He's kind of a world music legend, put his first album out in 1975.
You can't go wrong with Zimbabwean music, that's my motto.
He sings in English and the Shona language, and he's I would call him an activist singer.
Awesome.
But he's really spreading, you know, a message of peace, and that is happening at 7 p.m. on Thursday, March 28th at the Lenzic.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I won't reiterate where you can get tickets. Just go to the Lenzic and get them.
Lenzic.org, 988-1234.
Yeah.
And I got an email. I don't know anything about this, but here's what I'm just going to read it to you.
Okay.
Dreaming Transformation, a day-long labyrinth experience of the inner journey with Judith Tripp, hosted by the Labyrinth Resource Group of Santa Fe. That's tomorrow from 10 to 5 at the Christ Lutheran Church on Arroyo Chamiso. For more information, labyrinthresourcegroup.org. And the phone number is 670-1106.
Yes. I want to probably make a little correction to a listing that I talked about earlier. Life in the Air Age is interactive readings of fiction by Jeff Norris and performance art pieces by Tess McCardle at 7 p.m. on Saturday at El Zaguán. And that's over there on Canyon Road. 983-2567.
All right.
I would hate to do a former colleague bad.
Oh, that would be...
That would be not good.
That would be wrong.
That would be not good.
And tomorrow night at 7:30, the New Mexico Guitar Duo is at Gig on 2nd Street. That is Jeremy Main and Mickey Jones, and that group was formed in 1989. It's been going on for a very long time. For more information, newmexicoguitarstudio.com. And then on Saturday night at 7:30, Donald Rubinstein will also be at Gig, and donaldrubinstein.com.
The Chet Baker Jerry Mulligan Project. This should be fun. Sunday, the 24th, jazz trumpeter Jan McDonald, saxophonist Arlen Asher, and the Burt Dalton Trio are going to be at the Santa Fe Center for Spiritual Living at 4 p.m.
I read that.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
You're supposed to stop me before.
That's all right. It's good because they're awesome, so they get a little extra bump.
I'm sorry. I'm still on vacation.
I hear you. No worries.
I know. Ghost Towns of New Mexico. Did we talk about this?
No.
There's a talk by Mary Mortensen Deeker at 2 p.m. At the Museum of Spanish Colonial Art over there on Museum Hill. Lots of ghost towns in New Mexico.
Where's Robert Knott?
I don't know.
He's always talking about that kind of stuff.
He should be down there checking it out, though.
And then he's making ghost sound effects.
Yeah, they
might be coming from the ghosts themselves. We're never really sure.
I don't do those.
I don't either.
I'm not sure how a ghost sounds, really. He has more experience with that.
I think it varies depending on the ghost, just like people.
Yeah.
So let's see. Tomorrow at the Center for Spiritual Living, there is an event. There's a screening of Michael Moore's award-winning documentary, Bowling for Columbine, at 4:45, and then a live panel webcast with Michael Moore to discuss film and local and national initiatives for firearms violence prevention. That's at 7 o'clock. There's no charge, and donations are greatly appreciated. And that's some good stuff. You get to actually talk to Michael Moore, even though he's there in a remote manner. He's still going to be there.
Very nice. Hey, Thursday the 28th, did we talk about this? Buried Child opening night? I think not. Ironweed Productions, in co-production with Santa Fe Playhouse, presents Sam Shepard, his drama is at 7:30 p.m. over there at the Playhouse. Opens Thursday night. Discounts are available. You can call 988-4262. Or just go to the Santa Fe Playhouse website.
And I'm going to have them on the air on Tuesday.
Nice.
And this Friday, that's tonight from 5 to 7 at the Santa Fe Arts Commission Community Gallery at the Convention Center, is a new opening of Cumulus Skies. And that goes on through the 7th of June. And it's basically, it's called The Enduring Modernist Aesthetic in New Mexico. It looks to be a really great show. And it's easy to sometimes forget that we have this community gallery over there. And it's a wonderful place. Do you know it?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Let's see. Did we talk about the Russell Banks Lannan event?
No, go ahead.
We didn't. I'm just going to mention it. Lannan Foundation Literary Event with novelists Russell Banks and Stona Fitch at 7 p.m. at the Lenzik on Wednesday the 27th. Very reasonably priced. Discounts available. There's a story in today's Pasta Tempo on page 14.
And the Spanish Colonial Arts Society is having a celebración. It's a gala. That's tomorrow at 5 o'clock at the Santa Fe Convention Center. It's the 10th annual gala for the Spanish Colonial Arts Society, and it's elegant attire. Tickets are still available. And for more information, you can call 982-2226, extension 103.
Elegant attire?
Elegant attire.
Does that mean like black tie, or does that mean...
That means brand new blue jeans and a bolo tie.
That's
and a fancy cowboy shirt.
And a fancy cowboy shirt.
No, I don't know. Whatever you consider elegant, I guess. we have a wider latitude here than in some places. And Tina Davila Pottery is having an open house this weekend on Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4 Saturday and 2 to 4 Sunday at 933 Nicole Place. For more information, tinadavilapottery.com and 986-9856.
Neato. Hey.
Beautiful. She's got beautiful bunnies on her pottery.
Beautiful bunnies?
They look like Beatrix Potter to me.
Bunnies.
They're bunnies.
Santa Fe Art Institute open house.
Yes. Yeah. Open studios.
Open studio. It's monthly readings and meet and greet with writers and artists in residence. It's happening this Thursday at 5:30 p.m. over there at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design campus at the Santa Fe Art Institute. Go to their website and check out the exhibits that they have on view right now. They have some wonderful stuff going on and some great things coming up, which we'll talk about when they do.
All right.
What about, we didn't mention the Santa Fe Council on International Relations dinner and movie screening happening on Tuesday the 26th.
Oh, right? Please talk about that.
A buffet dinner followed by a screening of the film Cherry Blossoms from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Cowgirl Barbecue on Tuesday the 28th. You can either opt for dinner and the film, or the film only, so you have options. Go to sfcir.org or call 982-4931 for more info.
And KSFR, the very radio station you are listening to, presents a very special evening of music and dancing with Bob Livingston, and that is tonight at 7 o'clock at the Lodge. Food and drink are available there. For more information, you can call KSFR at 428-1527. And Bob Livingston is winner of the 2011 Best Album by the Texas Music Awards for being a singer-songwriter. He does country, honky-tonk, and all kinds of good stuff. So check that out. And, of course, it's a benefit for KSFR, so it's yet another way that you keep this station on the radio.
Yes. Hey, Daffodil days are upon us.
I know.
Right?
I've got all sorts of little things threatening to come out of the ground in my driveway.
We do, too. We've got a Christmas cactus that's come back. It's already blooming again.
Nice.
It usually blooms twice a year, though. Daffodil Days is an annual event supporting Presbyterian Medical Services Hospice Center. It's held during the hours of operation at places like Connie's Food Town, La Montanita Co-op, Sprouts, and some other big box stores. And it's for a good cause. Flowers. If you call 988-2211, you can find out where to pick up flowers. It's today and Saturday at select locations. So 988-2211, if you want to give someone a bouquet of daffodils,
nice.
That would be who you should call, because it's for a good cause.
And I just want to add, I noticed here on a particular email that I got that the fundraising celebración gala for the Spanish Colonial Arts Society, it features auction items, including a John Bon Jovi and Richie Sambora autographed guitar.
Oh.
And an African safari. I'm just saying.
An African safari?
Yep, you can bid on and win an African safari.
Oh, I want to go.
Well, so now you know about it.
Hey, Monte Del Sol's Charter School is having a fundraiser with dinner and live music. The event is Saturday. It's called Japan in Art. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. at the National Education Association of New Mexico building, which is on Boltolf Road. If you call 982-5225, you can find out more information on how you can help out the school and enjoy some live music and dinner.
Excellent. Serenata of Santa Fe, all chamber music, all the time, presents Outliers, featuring the Apple Hill String Quartet. That's tonight at the Scottish Rite Temple at 6 o'clock. Music by Domenico Cimarosa and Giorgi Ligeti and Brahms and Grieg. And for more information, you can go to Serenata of Santa Fe. Just Google it or call 989-7988.
We didn't get to the movies.
We didn't get to the movies. There's always so much more than we can fit
Laura
in.
Laura is playing. It's awesome. It's playing at the screen. I reviewed it in today's Pasta Tempo. I give it 3.5 chilies.
Awesome.
It's a wonderful historical drama about children of Nazi sympathizers who are trying to gain their freedom.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Rob DeWalt is with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's with us many Fridays speaking of the arts, and it's always great to have you on the air.
It's great to have me on the air. No, I'm kidding.
It's great to be had.
It's great to be had. Next time, I promise, I will be not on vacation and more with it. And
You're at least as with it as I am. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, I think. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc, and my email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz, etc. And it looks to be a beautiful sunny day, although not quite as spring-like and warm as it's been.
It's going to get a little chillier this weekend.
It's going to get a little chilly, but it's beautiful. And take good care of your dogs and your cats and one another and this beautiful green earth. My little doggy got hurt the other day, and we had to go to the vet.
Uh-oh.